As the mist whispers over the bay in Glandon, it reveals the lowest tide for many decades. A confusion of seabirds hovers in the moonlight, looking for the sea. Then, as the moon sets, the black stubs of a petrified forest emerge. This is the ancient woods of Coedwig Dhi, not seen for 30 years or more. A figure rises from the mist. In full combat gear, he scans the ancient shore with a metal detector.
I know you're here.
The druid's rest, all is not as it should be. The beer is flat, the cats run off with the devil, and Diane and Gareth, landlords, husband and wife, have separated.
Hi, Megan.
Oh, hello, Mr. B. Come to read Anwen a story?
Yes, I have.
I have to say, Mr. B, I'm missing you quite a lot, even though...
What? I was about as useful as a chocolate toaster?
Mrs. B's upstairs with Anwen.
Righto.
Hush, little Anwen, don't say a word. Mum's going to buy you a...
Why, what's that?
No, darling, no. Mummy's going to buy you a...
Why, what's that?
Hello.
Daddy.
Hello, my sweetheart. Diane.
Gareth.
Mummy's going to buy me... Why, what's that?
Is she? That's great, darling. Good luck with that.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
Well, you don't have to go.
Oh, Megan's by herself. But
there's no one in the bar.
Stock take. Night-night, Anwen.
Okay, Lev. What shall we have?
I want a story about the giant.
Okay. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of a little Welsh girl.
I know.
Now, there once was a giant who lived in the woods. His name was Rhydan. He slept under the toolpath. Night-night, love. Daddy misses you very much.
Oh, Gareth.
Ah, Gareth.
Emlyn.
Lovely to see you.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, yes.
You'll scare her with all that giant stuff.
What, were you listening?
No, but, well, you always do a good story voice, so... Yeah.
One thing I'm good at, then.
I'll just check the beer mat situation, I think.
So, same time tomorrow?
Yeah, if you like.
And I could cover on the weekend. One of the advantages of going back into teaching, weekends off.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, you know you can have her whenever you like.
But...
It's not suitable, the new place.
It's fine.
It's not fine. It's like a mushroom farm, Gareth, with all that mould. She'll get spores.
Spores?
Yes, spores, Gareth. It's a hotel for spores. Anyway, all her stuff is here.
So. Well, she's only 2 and a half, Diane. She won't care.
What if you forget her blankie?
I won't forget the blankie.
Well, you say that now.
We could cut the blankie in half.
What? That would be like murder.
Anyway, the flat is literally down the road.
It's above the spa shop.
So?
People coming in and out.
Well, they're not buying their groceries, then coming up to discuss them with me. Honestly, Di, you just don't want me to have her, do you?
Couldn't you have her here?
We're supposed to be separated.
Couldn't you just... I just don't want her staying in that pit.
Fine.
So... Bye then.
Yeah, bye.
Roger. Keep watch now, boy. Eyes alert. Give me the signal if you see anything suspicious. Good boy.
It's Gwyn, Mr. B.
Oh, no.
Gwyn, ex-soldier, who marches with invisible armies in his head. He greets the dawn with 100 press-ups and folds his civilian kit ready for inspections that will never be made.
Gwyn, old chap.
Emily and Howell. No Bevan.
I thought we'd banned you, Gwyn.
Was banned, but since you're no longer in command of the bar, Nob, I've been unbanned.
Right. No one calls me Nob anymore, Gwyn.
Drink, Gwyn?
No. Just come to warn you all. I'll be protecting the Petrified Forest. Orders from above. This thing's buried there. Top secret. Not at liberty to disclose. Waiting for the nod from head office, so for your own safety, I advise you not to go down there and touch anything.
Got that, Roger. On my way.
What does he mean, Mr. Howell?
No idea, Megan.
Mike Hugh says there's fossils down there in that frightened forest.
It's not frightened, Megan. It's petrified.
Yeah. Really scared.
No.
Hugh says there's fish with legs from the time before time began. Think he makes stuff up sometimes to keep me interested.
And are you?
Am I what?
Interested.
Not sure, really.
Right. Excellent. Same time tomorrow, then.
Gareth, wait.
What?
Everything okay, Bach?
Not really. Is my flat a pit?
Afraid so. My caravan's a penthouse compared to that flat. Shall I pop round later?
Gotta sort the place out. Make it a bit child-friendly. And lesson plans to do.
How is the new job?
I don't know. Now that Bethan's gone, I've got no friends in the staff room.
Oh, well, they'll come round.
Down on the beach in the blackened, drowned woods of Coedwig Dhee, under a full moon, a sapling rises. It unfurls itself to full height in the course of a night. As the dawn strikes, a bud appears, then another, till at sunrise, a pink blossom has grown and confetted the sands below. A scent fills the air, intoxicating a resting cormorant. In Diane's bedroom, the aroma slinks through a crack in the old wood of the window frame.
What is that delicious smell?
She says.
It's like love.
There we are. A lovely picture of a kitten playing with a duckling. Oh. Just before the bloodbath.
Ow! Oh! Ah, bloody hell!
The floor of the flat tilts one way, then the other. Gareth steadies himself on a chair.
She's right. It is a pit.
The flat above the spa shop. Many of us have stayed there. To enter it, one must shuffle across the backyard. The cardboard boxes wilt forlornly, then climb the rusting spiral metal staircase. The front room has one print of Hawaii and one of Monarch of the Glen. The kitchen has a microwave, not working, and a single hob. The bones of the place are ancient. Oak beams peep through aging plaster and the floorboards. Sometimes smell of the ocean. Each night, the flat seems to weigh anchor and take to sea.
Ha ha!
Gareth gets out of his bed and slips on a wet tongue of seaweed.
What the hell?
Oi!
Oh, who's that?
It's me, Gwen.
What the hell do you want, Gwen?
I need some cheese.
Cheese?
Cheese, yeah. I need it now.
I don't run the spa shop, Gwen.
Can't you get me some, though?
No.
I need batteries, too. My detector's low. I'm on surveillance.
Shouldn't you be asleep, Gwen, like the rest of us?
Got stuff going on. Some of us haven't got time to sleep. You sure you haven't got any cheese?
Hang on a minute.
Yes, of course. Aisle 12 of my fridge. Cheese.
Here you go.
It's cheddar. You gonna eat them?
No.
Manchego?
No, just the bloody cheddar.
Okay. Thanks, Nob. I'll keep your windows closed. It's coming in.
What?
Down in the drowned woods, the tree has borne fruit. It shimmers with bees and butterflies, drowsy with its sweet smells. Megan strays off the path towards the tree. She plucks a fruit from a branch, a plum. Or is it a peach? Her breath gets caught in her throat. She thinks she sees a mother, long gone, paddling in the low tide. Then her heart starts to beat, and a bolt of something travels from her feet to her head, and everything seems clear.
Who? We need to talk.
Out in the sand of the low tide, Gwyn's found something.
This is it. Beer can. Damn it.
Damn it!
Down in the village, Gareth sits on his single bed and stares at the mould. But in Diane's bed, there is too much room. A storm is brewing.